Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he invented the Hollywood Stock Exchange. A lot of the systems used on modern stock markets today. He's a very successful broker, TV host on British television, Russian television. The list goes on and on. Author, researcher, filmmaker, Max Keiser. He's with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to talk about the whole new launch of a operation in Yemen that they were launching the last few months, kicking off with the underwear bomber, the naked body scanners. We're going to get into what's really happening with the economy. Robert Rubin, one of the chief architects of the economic implosion by design, saying we need new taxes or we're all sunk. Taxes paid to the banks in interest on money we gave them. We're going to talk about the government takeover of health care that even Howard Dean says is a ripoff. It's all coming up with Max Keiser. But Max, I've been talking the last 2 hours about the capitulation to tyranny, the naked body scanners, the London Guardian. Saying new scanners break child porn laws. The articles we have up on PrisonPlanet.com, a call to action to boycott this. Max Keiser, good to have you with us.
Yeah, Alex Jones, Happy New Year. You know, this is a continuation of what I've been talking about, what I call the casino gulag model. The casino part, of course, is that the stocks in all these body scanning machines have skyrocketed. A couple of them up 25% recently, and that's the whole casino aspect of the economy. And the people who are behind these attacks, of course, are professional speculators, gamblers, stock market players, and this goes all the way back to 2001 and the 9/11 incident. We've got professional speculators who are involved in all of these incidents, and they're making big bucks, and the legislation is always about making it easier for speculators and making it harder for people who want to save money, who want to get a rate of return on their savings, who want to get a decent job, who want to get a decent wage. Those people are being put into the gulag. That's the gulag side of the equation. And the casino side, the professional speculators, are winning. So it's professional speculators in the casino versus all the wage earners and savers in the gulag. And that's been going on for years. I've talked about it on your show many times.
So the casino economy, the casino economy is eating the final remnants of the real economy, and they're making all their profits in the run-up to total control of society.
Pretty much. You know, they want to make 100% on their money in 5 weeks instead of 5 months or a year or 2 years. You know, it's always faster to make money on crashes than it is to make money on the way up. You know, markets tend to crash faster than they build up over time because fear is a lot more powerful than faith. And when people get frightened, they sell indiscriminately. And you see market crashes are huge opportunities to make money. But now we're seeing a kind of a new play where the fear this time is driving money into these scanning machines and this whole infrastructure of the gulag. Which you've seen dramatically on Wall Street. There's huge profits being made. And on the comment to scanning machines and this idea that they violate child porn laws and this type of thing, you know, I hearken back to a piece that was written by Naomi Wolf back in July of 2008, where she talks about the whole Abu Ghraib prison scandal was in part driven by the Bush White House sado porn desires, that these tapes were flown to the White House and viewed by the insiders in the White House. So now extend that to what you're talking about, others are talking about, these scanning machines just videotape porn and child porn for the amusement of the casino operators. And they're putting everyone through this just to humiliate people because they're sick.
It's an act of submission. If you can make people herd their kids through, openly be scanned naked, you can get anything you want. Max Keiser, stay there. Let's continue. Calls coming up and a lot more. Your financial look into 2010. We'll be right back with Max Keiser at MaxKeiser.com.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
At PrisonPlanet.com. In the featured news section are several of the most important articles I have ever posted, written by Paul Watson. Airports set to become primary peddlers of child porn. If you doubt me, here is the London Guardian today. New scanners break child porn laws. Now, every day, without even looking, because there's so many things of people being charged under this, at the public schools, they confiscate teenagers' cameras, their phones that are cameras, and they look through them, and how many 16, 17, 15-year-old girls send a topless picture to their boyfriend? How many? A lot. And they charge her and the boyfriend they send it to for child pornography. But then the government videotapes this and saves it, and it's A-OK. But in England, they're saying, oh, we got to change the laws for child porn to allow this. That article needs to get out to everyone virally so everyone knows what's happening. Another big story written today where I break it all down. Alex Jones calls for massive resistance to implementation of body scanners. Next hour, I'm going to break all this down. Open the phones only on this subject for your ideas of the boycott. I've got a good idea because I know the legal system and how these airports are set up and how they're doing this through color of law. If Max Kaiser's got an idea, he's welcome to tell us. Do we go after the stock peddlers of this? Do we go up to the companies? Do people sue Chertoff, who makes money off this, running around promoting it? What do we do? Then we're going to look at the economy and take your phone calls and get into government-run health care. Max Kaiser, continuing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had Dr. Bruce Levine on my show last week, and he talks about something called the abuse syndrome. And what this means, basically, is that as people sit back and watch their government sexually humiliate them in public without any recourse, without anyone doing anything, it creates a feedback loop of continued depression and a feeling of helplessness. And that's the same kind of mentality you find in any abusive situation. You know, a pimp and their the person working for them, any kind of abusive situation, the abusive husband toward the wife, et cetera. So as these things are played out in the media and people see that the government is involved in sexual abuse of minors on a wholesale level to satisfy some sick sexual tendencies. Again, from paragraph 4 of this Naomi Wolf article, she says the sexualization of torture from the top in Washington basically turned Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay into an organized sex crime ring in which the trafficked sex slaves were U.S. held prisoners. So that was the U.S. getting a taste.
And notice, Max, we're all on the same page. I said all this in the first hour, hadn't heard what you had to say, hadn't read Naomi Wolf's article. Mike Rivero hadn't heard what I had to say. He said the exact same thing, the Stockholm Syndrome. Now you're saying the exact same thing. The expert you interviewed, tell us more about him, and perhaps we'll play a clip of that video. If you tell us the name of the video at maxkaiser.com, you've got so many TV shows on so many networks, it's hard to know which one to pull up. But here's the Stockholm Syndrome. Stockholm syndrome is a psychological response sometimes seen in abducted hostages, and that's what these pimps literally have these women as slaves, in which the hostage shows signs of loyalty to the hostage taker, regardless of the danger or risk in which they have been placed. The syndrome is named after, and it goes into it. And this is what we see over and over again. Well, I'm not a mentally ill person. I'm angry, and I'm enraged, and no more, you criminal scum running the government. Max, and this is going in globally. Max, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's part three of the video on MaxKaiser.com. On the right-hand side, you scroll down. There's four parts for my recent show on the Edge. Starting in part three is the interview with Dr. Levine. And yeah,
what's the name of that particular video of On the Edge, though, part three?
Yeah, and I brought up the...
But the videos always have a name, Max. What's the name of it?
Well, if you just go, it's On the Edge, part three, I think. It's on my MaxKaiser.com site.
Okay, they found it. We're going to play that clip before you leave us. Go ahead.
Okay, well, it's a 10-minute interview, so I don't know if you have time for that. But I brought up the Stockholm Syndrome as well with Dr. Bruce Levine, and his work goes into something a little bit more comprehensive. He really gets into it and talks specifically about the policies today that are coming out of the White House to foster this abuse syndrome in the population as a way to keep them depressed and to make them malleable. And this whole body scanning, sexual torture is just part and parcel of this whole model that I've been aware of for a while, which I call the casino gulag model. And the reason why people were being, one of the reasons why people allow themselves to be subjected to this type of humiliation is that the casino part of the equation is very good at holding out a carrot and making people believe that they're going to win the lotto. They're going to win the casino job. They're going to get a job at Goldman Sachs. They're going to become a huge beneficiary somehow of all of the insider trading and market manipulation. And that's the hope that people think in the back of their mind. They're willing to put up with anything. They're willing to put up with strip searches at the airport if they think that by some chance they're going to have the winning lotto ticket. And that's what the media, particularly outlets like CNBC, which has the ticker tape running 24/7, and Jim Cramer, he's pounding the table. You can be a winner. You can make a fortune in this stock. What all he's doing is he's unloading stocks that institutions don't own. He's laundering stocks for the banks, which are laundering all of their TARP money vis-a-vis Jim Cramer on CNBC. And it's just like going into any casino, which is surrounded by slot machines where the odds of winning are definitely against you, and hookers. You know, it's a casino, but it doesn't have, unfortunately, in this casino gulag model in America, the food is not cheap and the housing is not cheap. That's the big difference.
Continue.
Well, I think that I'll put something on the table here for you to consider. which is that the country that was the first into the meat grinder of this huge globalized syndicated fraud, it was Iceland. And Iceland, the Icelandic population, the bankers on Wall Street. Now, I was in Iceland. As you know, I made a film about this. I was in Iceland, and a year before it collapsed, it's a film on YouTube called Money Geyser. I sat down with bankers in Iceland, and I said, your krona and your economy is about to collapse. And they said, no, it's not. That night, I was in a sushi restaurant in a hotel, Hotel 101 in Reykjavik. And there were these Lehman Brothers brokers. And, of course, I worked on Wall Street for many years, so I struck up a conversation. And they were telling me that they were plotting to crash the krona to make a huge score. And I said, yeah, but the banker here just told me that, you know, this economy is in great shape. You know, it sounds risky. And they're like, no, you don't understand. They've leveraged themselves 10 to 1. The entire GDP has been leveraged 10 to 1. And we've got this global syndicate of short sellers and all of our regular crew. And we're going to take this krona, we're going to take this economy down, and we're going to score huge. And that's exactly what they did.
And Goldman Sachs pilots the entire banking system and policy and has their people at all levels of government. Instead of them being arrested and the nightmare ending, it isn't going to end. It's going to get more and more hellish. And Jack Bauer tortures people to get answers and tortures children. Everybody fantasizes to be a torturer. Now they all get to be tortured, or you go get a job as a humiliator and an abuser, and it just gets sicker and sicker and sicker.
Well, now in Iceland, they are voting on whether or not to reimburse the UK government for millions of dollars that were guaranteed by the bankers on UK savers, $5.5 billion of their savings that were used to fuel the speculative run-up in Reykjavik. And now the UK government classified Iceland as a terrorist for not paying back, for not allowing the citizens to be forced to pay back the speculative money that was lost by the bankers. And now they want the citizens to fork over billions of dollars for restitution to the bankers and the speculators. And if they don't do that, they're threatening all kinds of draconian measures and destitution in Iceland. And the people have been out there rioting in the streets because they're being forced to riot in the streets because the bankers are putting them out of their homes.
Let me stop you. This is so key. They've been rioting for more than 10 months, taking over government buildings. A very highly educated, low crime rate, some of the most professional people in the world. They have been rioting for coming up on a year. And I remember seeing that at least 8 months ago in the London Guardian, like it was normal that Brown used anti-terror legislation to seize the bank accounts of Icelanders that had their money in British banks inside Iceland and without. So for those that want to know, just like the Homeland Security documents that we got that we leaked last year say the real threat to Homeland Security is conservatives, libertarians, anti-war people, gun owners, veterans. This whole thing is to rob your bank account. Max Keiser.
Well, on that front, there was a great piece in ZeroHedge.com website about a little legislation that was just sneaked in a couple of weeks ago, which now makes it possible for the banks to declare that they are not going to honor money market funds, that they can seize money market funds at any time for any reason, which means so anyone who's got money in a money market fund in any of the banks or brokers in the United States, as of now, the banks can claim that for any reason that they deem appropriate, they can seize those
accounts. And that's just the standard savings account for most people. I mean, the little bit of money I've got in the bank, because I don't trust the banks, but to run the business, it's in money markets. Wow, you just dropped a bomb on me, Max. What's the headline on that? I want to look it up.
It's on ZeroHedge.com is the site, and it's, let's see, if you just put money market seizure, money market seizing.
Unbelievable. I mean, it just gets, Max, it's clear. They're getting ready to really drop the hammer, aren't they?
Well, again, it's just, you have to understand the model. The business model, you know, I'm primarily a stockbroker and a businessman. You know, I look at this from the money side of the equation. And you just have to understand, you know, for example, from the money side of the equation, going back to when they declared the so-called war on terror, at the exact same time, John Poindexter, who was assistant treasury to the Defense Department.
Tell us about that when we come back.
All right.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
Our country is descending into the most horrible sci-fi tyranny you could imagine. The planet is falling to the terrorists that stage the terror attacks and then fund themselves off of all the security measures they put in. Max Kaiser calls coming up in the next segment. We're going to look at the economy and what's happening there. But continuing, you were bringing up Poindexter wanting to create, this was in the Washington Post. He, in fact, they tried to launch it. Well, for those that don't know, tell people about it. Literally making terrorism part of the economy. And then I have another question that dovetails with that, because we know about the insider trading on American and United before 9/11. Did you look at the stocks, I haven't done this, of the body scanner companies in the days before Christmas? Let me guess. I bet some bets were made that the stock was going to go way up.
I haven't looked at the numbers on that. Let's get back to John Poindexter for a second. You know, John Poindexter was higher up in the Department of Justice in the military in the U.S. And during this launch of the war on terror, he launched the so-called policy analysis market, or PAM, which was going to be an online virtual exchange where people can speculate on the next terror attack. And John Poindexter was saying, well, you know, the point of this is to use the markets, which are efficient. You know, this whole mantra that markets are efficient, it was, and that's part of the whole casino mentality, is that the reason why everything has become securitized and everything is now a market, and the health business is going to be on a market, and the climate change is going to be carbon trading market. The reason everything is on a market is because there's this belief that markets are efficient. So John Poindexter is saying that, yes, if we only turn terror into an online tradable market, then we would know in advance where the next strike is going to be, and we would prepare accordingly. But, of course, all it does is it gives yet the insiders another way to profit on the terror that they themselves are stoking. You know, as Ron Paul has said recently, they are terrorists because we're occupiers, end quote. And so if you're an occupying force and you're causing terror and you're already making billions, well, why not add another layer on top of this called the policy analysis market, sell to the public as if you're going to help figure out the next attack. But all it is you're just making more money on the attacks that you're already creating.
Because they always, it comes out, know beforehand and let real attacks take place. But more often than not, they're staging the attack to begin with.
Absolutely. I mean, it's about making money much faster than waiting around and clipping coupons. They're 5% or 6% on your money. If you had a chance to make 100% in 5 weeks, then you'd go ahead and do it. And that's what's behind the all the policies. All the policies in Washington are created by speculators. The energy policies are created by the oil speculators. The health policies are created by the health and insurance industry, which are speculators. They're all basically speculating on the global markets in one way or another. The banking industry is certainly, all the policies there are created by the banking industry. It's like Enron. Remember, Enron created the energy policies under Bush. That's continued. All the speculators write the policies in Washington in ways that make it easier for them to speculate. They have access to cheap money at the Federal Reserve at near 0% interest rates. And there's no regulatory framework. There's no Glass-Steagall. There's nothing holding them back. They can make all the crazy bets they want. They can invade countries that they know are going to cause certain stocks and commodities to go in certain ways, bank the profits, book the profits. Oh, and whenever they make a mistake, they claim, oh, it's terrorist, and we need to go to the taxpayer to bail us out. So it's heads we win, tails everybody else loses. They've been doing it now for years, and that's why the wealth and income gap in America is so huge. It's never been higher. Even during the robber baron period in American history, you never had a wealth and income gap as high as it is now. It's never been as high as it is right now. This is exactly the situation that existed pre-American war for independence. America didn't want to be under the thumb of an aristocratic occupying royalty. But this is exactly the situation today. The bankers are an occupying force of aristocrats that are simply engaging in this casino gulag model where heads they win, tails we lose, and to keep us stupid and in line, they bring in these airport scanners, which are humiliating, which is just a way to create mass depression, and then they feed on that depression, and of course they sell you the drugs to help you treat your depression, and of course the health industry policies are written by the drug companies who are also speculating.
Max Keiser is our guest. We're going to get into his outlook for 2010 and the economy as things are consolidated and vertically integrated through the Homeland Security global dictatorship. It's planetary. We are also going to open the phones up and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and JonesReport.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, I'm going to play a clip from Max Kaiser's television show, but I want to set this up first because Max makes a good point. You know, shows like Alex Jones, they're telling you the problem, but what Dr. Levine is saying on his show is that with the Stockholm Syndrome, with this abused person syndrome, that if we don't then have solutions, it makes people depressed. Well, we are coming forward with the solutions. We're saying, we are talking to the listeners in the next few days, developing the boycott strategy. Just like we exposed Copenhagen as a fraud, the swine flu is a fraud, the banker bailout is a fraud, to empower people. Because if the mainstream media is just saying we're going to body scan you, which 90%+ of Americans are against in polls, some polls are 80. The point is most people are against it. They just put it out like it's a foregone conclusion. That makes people depressed. I'm here showing people we can win, showing people we can take action, but that people need to be upset. They need to be, instead of depressed, angry and get out of their comfort zones and get angry enough to stand there with a sandwich board about how we're in a police state or to call into talk radio or set up a website or go to city council or call their congressman or dump their stock in these body scanning companies. I bet a lot of you own stock in these through 401ks and mutual funds that don't even know it. That we're not going to put up with these body scanners, that we're going to say no, that we know their strategy of incrementally rolling them out so we understand the conditioning. We need to say no now. Okay, but Max, make your point about this.
Right. It's an excellent interview. He makes some great points, and it's a great stepping off place for discussion. And let me just add one quick comment to what you're saying. You know, this whole idea of boycotts that you've mentioned, you know, I have always believed that the best way to fight the speculators and the rogue capitalists is to come up with a way to beat them at their own game. And in the area of boycotts, if you look at all those companies out there, there's actually a way to figure out which one is the most vulnerable to a boycott and then take that approach. So in other words, instead of trying to finesse it, you take the approach of you want to win, and you want to win big, and you apply the same dirty tactics that's being applied to us against them. And I've done all the work on this, and I'll be happy to talk to you about it, you know, after the break, whatever you want to do.
Well, here's the issue, and I'm not saying that isn't a good plan, but we need multifaceted plans. A lot of people don't have the money to go try to short these people, or the system has the tens of trillions that the central banks give them. That's how they're able to leverage and manipulate. Though, look at gold. They've been trying to suppress it, but they've been largely unsuccessful. So I think a general knowledge, a general understanding of this, that things are going to get worse if we don't stand up. I mean, I don't think it's...
Hold on just a second, Max.
I mean, let me finish my statement here. This is important.
Okay,
there is a certain percentage of the population, 25, 30% from what I've researched on the Stockholm syndrome and other similar syndromes, that when they're being abused, they roll over and defend the abuse. But 70% or more don't. 5% won the Revolutionary War against King George III. So my issue is, if I see a neighbor's house on fire and I run over and knock on their door and say, your house is on fire, if 25% run in and start loving the flames, saying, I'll hug the flames, I'll love it, that will make the fire go away, or, oh, I'm going to roast weenies, it's okay, because they decide to play the mental trick of Crime Stop that Orwell talked about, and they decide to just submit to it and to just go along with it, that's their fault if 25, 30% do that. I'm not looking for the cowardly jellyfish that hear this and just go, oh, shucks, I'm going to accept it. I'm here telling people we have a duty to our children to say no to this, Max.
Okay. The problem, as I see it, with a multiple front attack is that you needlessly dilute your impact. You remember Bruce Lee and the one-inch punch? You know, he's very famous for the one-inch punch. Is there a one-inch punch that we can use to topple one of these banksters, one of these fraud companies? I believe there is, by instead of having a multiple head strategy that could be dilutive, to focus our energy onto one single point of vulnerability and to kick it so hard that it causes such an effect that it starts to rebalance the playing field. And I believe,
well, Max, I don't think that's a bad idea. I think it's great. I think educating people about the types of stocks and bonds they own, and to really morally do research and not immorally invest in biometrics and body scanners and police state implements, and to invest in organic food, true local sustainability, you know, that the system creates fake counterfeits for. I think that as a process is good, but the system has said they're not going to let their four or five big powerhouses go down, too big to fail. But we'll hear your one-inch punch idea or solution after we play this video clip with the doctor you were interviewing about this victimhood psychology. Here it is. We'll be right back.
Having me.
All righty. Now, Dr. Levine, your latest article for Alternet.org is titled, Are Americans a Broken People? Why We've Stopped Fighting Back Against the Forces of Oppression. Now, explain this a little bit. Why are, in this piece, explain what it means to be a broken people, and can you go through the signs of a broken people, and what would a nation of broken people look like?
I think one sign would be that when people actually know a lot of the truths about how they're being oppressed. So, for example, when you have, you know, a society, American society, that, if not the majority, depending on what polls you're looking at, but certainly a significant, many millions, and probably majority, who don't understand why the heck we're even in these wars that we're in, who a majority of people who want a much more humane health coverage system, if not single payer, at least some healthy public option. I mean, you have huge numbers of people out there who know the truth, how they're being oppressed, victimized, And they're not acting on that. And that, for me, reminds me of a lot of people, individuals I know who are, for example, with spouses who are emotionally or physically or sexually abusing them. They know their spouses are bad news, they're horrible, they're oppressive, but they feel helpless and hopeless to do something about that. So I think, you know, the hallmark sign of when you're seeing somebody in whatever you would want to call it, we don't need to use a psychology jargon, you could just call it a beaten, broken people, we don't call it abuse syndrome, you can call it whatever the heck you want, but there's a certain kind of thing that happens when people are completely dispirited that, you know, that more truths about how they're getting oppressed really are not going to free them up.
Okay, so abuse syndrome is, it sounds a little bit like Stockholm syndrome, if you will. You know, famously, a situation where the captor falls in love with a person who's keeping them hostage. Patty Hearst being a famous example of this. So you're saying the entire country, the United States, is suffering from abuse syndrome, and that the people in charge, like Obama and the rest of his crew, are like the abusive pimps or the abusive spouse who are just beating the poor victim, who then becomes completely demoralized, and there's a self-feeding phenomenon, and there's an aspect to this which is very, very interesting. You say in a recent piece here, can people become so broken that the truths of how they are being screwed do not, quote, set them free, but instead further demoralize them? And the reason I bring this up is that in the U.S., there are media outlets, let's say Alex Jones, who does a job in exposing how Americans are getting screwed. He does on his site brilliantly. But according to the abuse syndrome, you're saying that this is actually making the situation worse, because every time more abuse is exposed and nothing happens, it causes further demoralization as part of the feedback loop. Am I getting this correct?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things there. One is just like, you know, the Stockholm syndrome that you mentioned is, I don't think that's happening for all Americans. I mean, that's in that syndrome, people actually fall in love with their abusers. I don't think, you know, that there's a lot of people on the left who've fallen in love with Dick Cheney and George W. Bush. Although, you know,
sorry to interrupt, but I mean, Obama has a cult worshiping crowd. They are in love with Obama. He can do no wrong at sites like the Daily Cost.
Right, right.
The Daily Cost, he can't do any wrong. But you're saying that they could be victims of abuse syndrome.
Right. I mean, I think the hallmark of it is that if you know, somebody is, you know, giving, you know, one of the classic things of somebody who is an abusive pimp or an abusive spouse is that they don't always, you know, beat the heck out of somebody. Sometimes they bring you flowers, you know. But at bottom, if you're being not who you are is not being taken seriously, what your needs are not being taken seriously, you know, And basically what all that's going on a regular basis is that person who is in control, whether it's a pimp or a government leader or a boss or whomever, are exploiting you, then you're in an abuse syndrome. People can claim it's, you know, I can see almost anything going on in our government here in the last 30 years is that people are in that kind of a syndrome where they're really getting nothing for their taxes here except, you know, these militaries that are fighting wars all over the world that many Americans could, you know, don't even understand why they're doing it.
Okay, you say bringing flowers can be a form of abuse, but to be more specific, I think this plays into your thought about the medicalization of the abuse syndrome. So instead of getting flowers, people are getting meds. Could you speak about this a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, my industry, I'm in the mental health profession here in the U.S. I'm a psychologist, and I spend a good part of that article confronting what my business, which is not so much a profession, a business these days, and what they've done to contribute. And I think they've contributed to the abuse syndrome in many ways. They've taken a lot of our most potentially rebellious and non-compliant young people out there and labeled them with all kind of diseases, the most obvious being something called oppositional defiant disorder, which is an increasingly popular diagnosis here in the United States for kids who just argue with adults, who refuse to comply with adults, who are stubborn. Yeah, I mean, I'm not being facetious here. I'm not joking about that. That's going on. And they're increasingly subject to Medicaid drugs and behavior modifications. But there's even a larger group of I think folks who are being described as mentally ill who are engaged in what I would call more of a passive rebellion. So there's millions of kids out there who are bored in boring schools who just don't pay attention because it's not interesting for them. They're not getting anything out of it. And so they're being labeled with attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder. And so you got millions more who are just depressed, completely depressed because their lives are completely alienating. They hate what they're doing for a living. They're working on jobs only to hold on to health insurance. Their lives are miserable. And so, you know, they're medicalized with a mental illness.
Okay. That's the first part of the clip. The second part's up on MaxKaiser.com. Max, my issue is I'm going after, as the doctor, I hadn't even seen the clip, I just wanted to play it, as he said that everybody isn't under this. I'm after the people who didn't know or who were slowly brought into denial, who never really paid attention to the world, that kind of just accept what's put in front of them. I'm trying to wake them up or get them to see what's happening, and all we talk about here is solutions and ideas and ways to counter this. But I do get your point of just exposing it and then people just laying there and taking it for a certain percentage of the public, it will make it worse for them. They're not given a silver bullet, some easy one-inch punch, because I don't believe that exists. And so they just get deeper in to submitting to their pimp. And when he talks about giving them flowers, that's like John Gotti, the Teflon Don, a couple times a year would buy pizzas for the whole neighborhood, fireworks displays. He would pay for a funeral for somebody, just like the government puts all these billboards up and TV ads and radio ads of how they're helping us and they're our daddy and they're the authority and they're going to keep us safe. That is the carrot of the stick. Max Kaiser.
Well, the doctor is saying that at some point in the cycle, the truth, the people recognize what is as the truth is making them feel even sicker. And
so we don't tell them the truth?
Excuse me?
So we don't tell people what's happening?
Well, that's the paradox, and that's
no. They want to make you depressed and go that direction, so you are broke back, broken, as he said, and just submit to it. I'm saying, end the mind control, end the literal hoax we're under, the spell, the trance we're in.
Well, I mean, let's think of, in your case, for example, your film, The Obama Deception. I was one of those people that was reluctant to accept it. Then I saw it. At some point, I saw it as the truth. I made that transition. And in your shows, you're now at a point now where it's no longer so-called conspiracy theories. A lot of what you're talking, the majority of what you're talking about now, which was dismissed even a year or two ago as conspiracy theory, is now becoming the truth. This is not a conspiracy theory.
We're winning.
Well, it's being recognized as the truth. Okay, so that brings us up to the present, which is now what is the action?
We beat Copenhagen. Hold on. We expose the flu. Most people don't take the shot. It's a huge fraud. Most people know. We expose Copenhagen. We're winning. I mean, the strategy is working.
Well, the truth is being revealed, and now the question is, as far as action goes, you're saying that a multifaceted attack is what you're thinking about.
Because we're being hit by a multifaceted attack.
Okay, and my thought is that I fall into this category, let's call it a one-inch punch or a single thrust, and that's my thought. You know, I mean, that's how
I... Tell us what the one-inch punch is.
Well, the one-inch punch, in other words, you want to drop somebody with one punch. You don't want to be getting into a fight with them.
Yeah, you want to tear their nose off with the first punch. So what is the one-inch punch?
Okay, well, after looking at every single company in the United States, and if you think about boycott as the cheap way to engage activism, the only company that is the most vulnerable to a mass boycott, which would cause the one-inch punch effect and destroy that company in a matter of 3 months, is Coca-Cola. Now, you may tell me that, well, I've got no beef with Coca-Cola, and I've got no problem with Coca-Cola, but I say to you that the activist community or the community of listeners to your show, in my show...
They would learn that victory, then we could do it to others. I say go after the airlines, but go ahead.
Well, the problem with the airlines is that they're not vulnerable to a boycott. I did a study, and I looked at every single company on the stock exchange, and I looked at it from two ways. Vulnerability to a boycott, which I determined as the stock price over the sales. So for every dollar of sales that you withhold from the company, it would have the biggest impact on the price of the stock. So airlines do not have a huge vulnerability to
blackout. Really, they've already lost a lot of money from people not engaged in terrorism because of all the garbage. But I mean, okay, you're the expert on this. I'll believe you. So you go after Coca-Cola. How do you go after them?
Well, instead of spreading your bet and saying, I'm going to be a part of this group and that group and this boycott and that boycott, every single person who is feeling like the abuse syndrome is kicking them right now and they're being treated like chattel in the banker's meat grinder of speculation, if everything, and that includes probably 100 million Americans or more, I would think, anybody who's trying to work for a living, if you simply do not drink Coca-Cola for 3 to 6 to 9 months, and you see, and you take the stock price down to zero, and that's key. You know if you're winning because every single day the Wall Street Journal publishes the stock price. If the stock price is going down, you're winning. And the goal is to simply take the price of the stock to zero. Now, of course, people will say, well, what about all the people who work at that company? They're going to lose their job. I have news for you. They're going to lose your job anyway, or you're going to be disintermediated out of existence anyway. It's beyond trying to finesse the situation now. We have to show them that we can drop them to the pit, to the mat with a single punch. Coke is the most vulnerable. It's the most vulnerable to a boycott. And I've done the study on this, and this is the company that is the one.
Well, you got to have a reason to boycott them on the surface, and that would be putting aspartame, the feces of bacteria in the Coke. And for those that don't know, that's how they make aspartame. They feed toxic waste to genetically engineered E. coli. They feed toxic waste to genetically engineered E. coli, and they put it in your drinks and food, and it brain damages you. All right, Max, we'll come back and take calls and get into other issues.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home?
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Max Kaiser is going to stay with us 15 minutes in the next hour. Now I'm going to spend the rest of the show opening the phones up and going over the full overview of the naked body scanners and what this really means. Before I go back to Max Kaiser, I want to thank a few of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. One of them is fighting Big Brother with Big Brother, and that's the Diginet.net group of camera sunglasses, camera pens, very inexpensive, high quality. This is how you fight Big Brother. This is how you record government bureaucrats and others when they're trying to oppress you and then later lie about you. It is important for everyone to have these units. They're very inexpensive. Diginet.net, D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net, Diginet.net, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there to the site today and look at all the great products they have with a banner on Infowars.com. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net, Diginet.net. Also, I believe in everybody moving towards getting self-sufficient. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, so the Chinese proverb says, and I've learned that in my own life. And they have a great little solar generator, control unit and battery system, very easy to store, very easy to use at mysolarbackup.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to check out this awesome unit from the great folks at Solutions from Science. A great little unit. You get multiple units and start running your whole house off of these. 877-327-0365 or mysolarbackup.com. That's one word, mysolarbackup.com. We have links on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to mysolarbackup.com. Again, the government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so let's take advantage of this today at mysolarbackup.com. All right, going back to Max Kaiser. Max, on the economy overall, we have the economic numbers coming in, as you've been saying several years on this show and many years on your own television shows, the banks are vertically integrating the economy. This is a criminal operation. You talk about Goldman Sachs execs in that bar bragging to you how they were going to bring down that Atlantic country of Iceland and Retrovec when you were there. And then we have a five-part series in McClatchy newspapers where Goldman Sachs was engineering the housing implosion while telling their people to buy into it, to consolidate, destroy their competition. That's now confirmed. U.S. growth prospects deemed bleak in new decade. Reuters, personal bankruptcy filings rising fast for record levels. Robert Rubin now posing as the savior when he's one of the grand architects, saying all hell could break loose if we don't fix our government debt. They want all these new taxes. They have Glenn Beck calling for it. You're a liberal commie if you're not for more taxes. Again, they can only have Obama launch wars as a liberal and only have fake conservatives call for new taxes. That's how this song and dance works. American job satisfaction falls a record low. Worst Christmas since 1979. Your comments on that quickly, Max Kaiser.
Well, the decade of the 1930s, the Depression, at the end of the decade, the market still managed to make 10%, including reinvestment of all dividends. The decade that just ended, the total return was a whopping zero. Now, the problem is that you can't have capitalism without capital. And you can't have capital unless people are saving money. And people can't save money unless they have jobs that pay them enough to save money. So unless that happens, which is not going to happen because all the policies are geared toward making it easier for the banks to speculate. And speculating is not a job. Speculating is a vice. When it's done on the level it's being done on Wall Street and it's being helped along by Washington. So the business model of America is vice. It's speculation. It's casino. And the people getting victimized are being put into this American gulag. And whether you're being, how about this one? Prisoners used to shovel snowbound U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Capitol is paying prisoner inmates to shovel the sidewalks.
Washington Post, you can't hire Americans to do it. They said they paid them $7 an hour, but 80% of that was given to the prison.
That's what I'm talking about. It's slave labor. They're in the gulag. So let the gulag people out for a few hours to shovel snow.
Stay there. We'll be right back in 1 minute. Stay there, Max. Good point.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.